Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. And yesterday we started to look at, can God bless me? Can I get a double portion in the midst of chaos? And we started to look at what God's able to do in the midst of anything. And so we want to pick this up again today. But you've got to remember that you're a life-bearing tree. You bring life wherever you go because you have the greater one on the inside of you. And so you got to understand that you are more powerful and you carry a lot more than you actually think. So let's pick it up today and see where the Lord takes us.
The Bible says in Proverbs 11:30, the Bible says, the fruit of a righteous man or woman is a tree of life. Wherever we go, because we're righteous, we've been made righteous by Jesus' blood. Wherever we go, the fruit we bear should be life-bearing fruit. Not, well, you know, so-and-so said this and that. Don't get into that kind of gossip. Don't come against ministries. Don't come against pastors. Don't come against people. Period. Just period. That's not life. The fruit of a righteous man is not death. The fruit of a righteous man is life. Excuse me. So wherever you go, rivers of what water? Living, not dead, not stagnant, not reverse. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Whatever that water touches comes to life. The sick get healed. The lame walk. The dead get raised up by Christ. The lost get found. Rivers of living water come out of our belly. That's why the woman at the well, amazing story, my wife mentioned it. Amen. The woman at the well, Jesus didn't have to go through Cana to get to where he was going. But he said, we're going there. The disciples, why? Don't you worry, let's just go. He went, and on the way there, they were just outside of the city. The disciples went to get food in the city. Jesus went on in the heat of the day and sat down at Jacob's well. He sits there. Now, Jesus, don't waste time. He's got purpose. How many of you got purpose? How many of you can focus on your purpose? You see, each and every one of us, you on the way, watching by way of the internet,
listening on the radio,
every one of us, God has got a plan and a purpose for us. And this is a time we're born. This is a place we're born in, or we're at now. This means that we are supposed to be here, and we've got, God's got a purpose and a plan for us to affect and change not only communities, but nations. You see, but you see yourself as, well, you know, a nothing. You're not a nothing, because if you're a nothing, you don't have Christ in you. But you've got Christ in you. And greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So if I've got Christ in me, my Lord. So he goes and he sits there waiting with purpose. The disciples are gone to get food. Yet comes the woman. And she comes to the well. And she comes and she wants to get water out of the well. And Jesus says to her, can you give me some water to drink? She looks at him and says, now hold on a second. You are Jewish. And Jews have nothing to do with us. We're considered as outcasts and dogs from Cana. And yet you're asking me for water? Now this is the heat of the day. Why did she come in the heat of the day? No one else was there. Why did she want to go when no one else was there? Because as my wife said, she was living in adultery. And they all knew it. And they all gossiped. No one helped. Not one person helped. And on that note, I want to tell you, the end of next month, last Sunday of next month, February 28th, last day of the month, it's a Sunday, we've got Pastor Sam Hinn, Benny Hinn's brother, Henry Hinn's brother. Sam Hinn is coming to do a service. The reason I mention it here right now is because God has touched this man. I'm telling you, when he talks to me, I'm just like, he's just so humble. He's just for God. He's just so loving. And God's giving him a ministry to find the most hurt people. That's his ministry today. And he used to have a church, huge. And he's still got a church. But his purpose now, God's changed his life to find the most hurting people and help them. God's given him something supernatural and special. And that's what he's doing now. And so this woman, no one helped her. They all gossiped about her. They all said, look at her. She walked past. And she was embarrassed. And she was guilty. Can you imagine? So she went to the well where no one else was there. Some of you might have been involved in situations that people knew about. You didn't even want to walk into Walmart. And then you did drugs. And then you had an affair. And word got out. Because everything done in the dark will come to light. And word got out. And now people look at you and you're ostracized. Your family, some of you have family members that don't want to know you because you're a Jesus freak. You're one of those name it, claim it bunch. And you've got some people that are living a different lifestyle. And so they look at you maybe, wow. And so you're even ostracized from family members. And then you don't want to be around people. There's certain people you try to avoid. Any of you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I remember the days where I used to walk in Walmart and look. Because we had people in the church that we were still raw. We were green. And then my wife and myself got a revelation. Just make up with everybody. Amen. Just befriend everybody, whether they've used you or abused you. Amen. You love them.
Yeah.
And so we walk in forgiveness, and now I can go anywhere. I walk anywhere, and if I see people that have come against me or whatever the situation, doesn't bother me. Hi, God bless you, good to see you, and I move on. But there were the days when you used to want to hide. Some people have got that in their lives. They don't want to go near other people because they're going to find out about me. They're going to know something about me. They've heard the stories. And God restores everything and everybody. God will restore everything. So the woman says to him, you're asking me for water, and yet you're a Jew. And we're considered dogs. And Jesus said, if you knew who it was that was talking to you, you would ask him, me, for water. Because the water that I have to give you, you'll never thirst again. I give living water.
Yes, amen.
Yeah. And she looks at him, you're nuts, but okay. And then she says to him, well, give me some of this living water so I don't have to come back here and drag these boulder things around anymore. And he says to her, I will, but go and get your husband first. You see, Jesus leads her. He directs the conversation to get to a place where he can heal her. When Jesus comes and starts pointing something out in your life, to you, not to everybody else. See, Jesus came alone with the woman alone. And listen, people that prophesy and they do a public prophecy over a person, it should never be to embarrass that person. It's always to build up, to help, because God wants to help people. And so Jesus waited till they were alone. The disciples weren't there. No one, she was not going to be embarrassed. And he said to her, he led her in this conversation. I love it. And he said to her, go get your husband, then come back and I'll give you the living water. And she said, I don't have a husband. And then he kicked into high gear. He said, that's right. You're now living with the fifth guy and he's not your husband. And all these others have left you. And that's why you're coming here at this time of the day, because everyone's talking about you.
Yeah.
And she said, sir, I perceive you're a prophet. Do you know that that woman after Jesus told her her life, she ran down into the city of Cana. She became the biggest evangelist that that city knew. She evangelized the whole city. That the whole city came out because of what she told them. Come and see a man who told me everything I've ever done. Now all of a sudden she's not embarrassed. She runs into the city and faces all the people that hated her. All the people that came against her. And she brought salvation to them. She got them to go to Jesus. Is there a hopeless case here? No, there is not. Can God use you? Absolutely. Amen. I want you to know it's not over. There is powerful, powerful restoration on its way. Job 42:10. Go with me to Job 42:10. Out of the New King James, he says, and the Lord literally turned the captivity of Job, what was captured from Job. Watch out. The Lord turned the captivity of Job, restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Say, double portion. Double anointing. Everyone say, double portion. Everyone. Double portion. Double anointing coming my way. You see, a lot of people will say, well, I'm having a Job experience. I've lost everything. Well, go skip all that stuff in the middle and go to the end and see how he ended up. And you know what? Listen, all the naysayers that were talking against Job, everyone that said, you've sinned, that's why this is happening to you. Remember that? His three friends, the Elamite and the Tisbite and the otherite, and they were talking about Job, saying, just give up on God. His wife came and said, give up on God, curse him and die. Do you remember that? But Job had the presence of mind not to curse God, because he went through some terrible stuff. He lost everything. He got sick, his farm, everything, his children. He was in a bad way, but he never once cursed God. His wife said, curse God and just die. These boils all over your body. Just die. His friend said, of course, you've sinned. But the Bible says Job was the most righteous man on the earth. And he was attacked by the devil. And they were saying it was God doing this. And eventually God spoke up and he said, listen, where were you when the hurricane came? I was in the middle of it. Where were you when the tornado arrived? I was right in the middle of it. Where were you when there was no sound? I was that still small voice. And Job says, oh. And he said, I want you, take an offering, offer it up, and pray for those three men whilst they're in trouble. The same ones that were accusing Job, the same people that accused the woman of Cana. Job prayed for them. He prayed for his friends. That's the verse before. He prayed for his friends. And then God, boom, sprang into action. And gave Job double of everything that he had lost. Double. Say a double portion. It's coming my way.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That means that you can build your faith for your miracle today. If you would like to attend a service with us, we will welcome you with the love of God and make you feel right at home. Service times are 10 a.m. Sunday mornings and 7 p.m. Wednesday evenings, which also includes a youth service. We are located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. That's in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility. God bless you and your loved ones as you keep the faith.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina,